Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any for today. If you want to sponsor a video, you can do so at the PayPal or Subscribestar link found in the description. As for this video, I wanted to cover a crazy story about a guy named Bill Manser that spent 5 years in prison for not paying child support on a child he didn't even know he supposedly had with a woman on a one-night stand. Bill says the 12 hours of his life cost him 5 years of his life in prison for not paying child support. The woman Elizabeth Sear had proof that he was the father, so she filed a motion in Massachusetts for Bill to show up in court to settle the matter. But at the time, he couldn't afford to fly from Texas because he was having a hard time financially. So he was convicted because he couldn't show up in court, and he was ordered to pay 2 to 3 years worth of back child support payments for his supposed son Dylan, that he never knew he had in the first place. So guys, be careful, because you might have a one-night stand at spring break. And 5 to 10 years later, you might actually have the woman you slept with claim that the condom you used broke, and that she now has your kid and you're on the hook for payments. In the case of Bill and Elizabeth, she somehow managed to put through a false claim on a DNA test, claiming that Bill was the father. But he never signed the form, and she got the actual father's DNA sample and submitted that instead, while saying that it was Bill's. The Paternity Court TV show that they were both on, which I've linked in the description, did another test to prove, without a doubt, that Bill is not the father. So this is where we are in the West. And this is back in 1995, where all a woman had to do was point at any man that she had a random rendezvous with, and now he's on the hook for 20 years of child support money for a kid that isn't his. Bill said that all he did was miss his court date, and he was sent to prison with rapists and murderers. At least people in the past went to debtors' prisons specifically, instead of being thrown into general population. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code Sandman to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women turning men into cucks for a beta bucks clown world show. When Bill slept with Elizabeth in 1995, she had a boyfriend at the time, and he never gave her any of his DNA. Plus, when the court looked at the DNA test she submitted back in the 1990s, there was no information to go along with the sample. No name, no address. It was done on May the 1st, 1995, and it was 99.96% a match. Back in the 90s, society was still somewhat honest, and if a court received a test like that, even with the missing information, they would probably never think that the biological father was somebody else. The bio father was probably in on the scam. Maybe he told Elizabeth to try that, and if it worked, he would pay less money to her for their son Dylan. She probably thought it was a good idea too to get more cash and prizes than she did. Or maybe her boyfriend disappeared and she freaked out, because she now had to raise a child on her own, and so she looked back through her sexual history and found the patsy to pay for her crotch fruit. Bill also claimed that because she worked in a blood lab, that she falsified his DNA record somehow. That it was all a conspiracy, but it was nothing so grandiose. It all comes down to governments doing whatever it takes to avoid paying welfare payments to women. The government doesn't want to be the last financial resort if deadbeat dads don't pay, so they have no issue pinning the payment on some poor man that had nothing to do with the woman. Governments are trying to stay solvent, and if simps are collateral damage, then so be it. I remember years ago going to the first men's rights conference, and there was a lawyer there sharing a similar story about a man that was paying for a couple of kids that he thought were his, while he was married. His wife agreed to a paternity test, and the kids actually weren't his. What I can never understand is why women that know or suspect the child isn't the so-called father's are willing to get the test done in the first place, and be embarrassed on national television of all things. In all honesty, the woman at the men's rights conference probably didn't even know who the father was, because she might have been sleeping with 3 or 4 men at the time of inception. There might have been 4 men's sperm inside of her at the same time, sprinting for the gynecological goal line. When Bill found out about the paternity fraud on the court show, he said that Elizabeth needs to be held accountable, to be sent to prison for what she did, because she stole 5 years of his life. Sure, Bill was down on his luck financially and couldn't pay his bills when he was falsely accused of being the father. His actual son, Chris, was there in the courtroom and claims that he's a good father to him. Meanwhile, before the paternity test was done, Elizabeth was calling Bill an awful father to their so-called son, Dylan. Then Elizabeth starts crying and trying to look like the victim when the truth is finally revealed. She calls him selfish only mere minutes before. Yeah, selfish for refusing to pay for a child that isn't even his, of course. And now she's just projecting her own selfishness because she tried ruining his life for cash and prizes. The court had the new DNA samples properly collected, labeled, and sealed to be sent to the lab. That's the way it should be every time a child is born. We need to prove that rugrats belong to the man. In ancient times, the only way to prove lineage was through the mother. And that's why Jewish people still primarily understand that Jewish children are born to Jewish mothers. But now we have technology to prove the lineage every single time. So there can only be two reasons why we aren't doing that. Either we're intentionally doing that or we're just plain old idiots. I prefer to believe that it's being done intentionally to protect women and politicians, so the government doesn't have to pay welfare and the government decreed forced paternity tests would be committing political suicide, as all the women out there would never vote for them again, regardless of if they were on the right or the left. Of course, we wouldn't be having this problem back in 1910 when only men were allowed to vote. Plus, there are certain privacy rights one has if the government has their DNA sample on file. Some men, myself included, wouldn't be comfortable giving up my DNA, regardless of if I had a kid or not. But I believe the majority of men would be fine with it. Maybe there are legal privacy issues that the government wants to protect itself from to begin with. But there should be a law in the books, at least for falsifying DNA records, and Bill should have the right to sue the panties off of Elizabeth, after he took her panties off 25 years ago. The thing that really pissed me off the most, even more than Bill going to Denner's child prison, is that poor child Dylan. His mother has been lying to him his entire life that Bill is his father, and now she's going to have to explain herself. Talk about a massive red pill about female nature from your very own mother. Imagine the psychological damage he's now going to have to face because of it. Where's the justice for him? He's going to have to go home on a flight with his mother and now he's had his life ruined. I don't know about you, but I would be livid. How can you ever trust your mother again? It's like he doesn't even have either parent anymore because he's probably been betrayed by both his biological father, who's not in his life, but had a DNA test confirming the paternity. Now he has his mother clearly falsifying the records. Dylan is definitely going to be messed up. Maybe enough to shoot up a 7-Eleven or something. As for Elizabeth, even after being caught red-handed falsifying paternity, she says she didn't make it up. Once again, Bill says that she should get convicted of some sort of fraud. But we all know that's not going to happen. If Bill can't sue her, then he should definitely look into suing the government to make sure that in the future the same thing doesn't happen to some other poor schlub. But that probably won't work either, because the government has endless amounts of money printed out of thin air to throw at lawyers. Stuff like this is going to make the fertility rates collapse in the medium to longer term in the West. The more guys hear stories like this one about how a one-night stand ruined a man's life, not only will stay away from one-night stands entirely, but also relationships and marriages, especially now that they know that falsifying DNA records is acceptable in our society. That's all I got to say on the story. I've been demoralized lately because I lost my Patreon account. I'm not getting as much money from donations for topics because the economy is crap. I keep working on my book despite health issues that make it difficult for me to get in a comfortable physical position to write. I'm also hesitant to work on my new channel called The Sigma Bachelor, because I don't want to get monetized only to get demonetized later after Sigma starts getting stigmatized by the lamestream media. Traveling is out of the question considering that I can't even sit for long car rides for my travel channel. It's barely 15 minutes right now. Not to mention that the cost to hit the road runs around $150 per day if you're staying in motels and Airbnbs. So of all the types of content to make, I'm thinking of making a vintage toy and Lego channel. I can get 200 pounds of Lego for $2,000 and build something new for each video each time. Make $300 or $400 for it, tear it down, and then build something again. There will be no crazy expenses of traveling, and I could do it all from home and wouldn't have to worry about demonetization, being throttled down, and could make a pretty good living at it while having some fun. Here's a photo of the first mock or my own creation pirate world that I've built so far. It's not finished, but so far I'm happy with it. I'll put together a video eventually to see how it works with regards to views. I want to help keep the Manosphere Revolution going. but I'm getting tired of fighting much of the time, especially considering that I can't make MGTOW a household name anymore. Plus, content like that allows me to escape into fantasy worlds instead of the crazy woke one that we find ourselves in today. At some point, I'll dust off my peak oil knowledge and start a channel on that once again, if it becomes a thing that everyone accepts as being self-evident. Tell me if I'm selling out or losing my mind. But if I were making better money doing this, then I would keep doing it forever. But I'm no TFM getting 1,000 paying patrons each month. I barely have over 100 on Subscribestar each month after that Patreon purge. Even Terrence Bob lost his Patreon page for hate speech. But at least he can still get ads on his YouTube videos, even if it's only a few $100 a month on them. I'd love to keep working on my travel channel too, but the costs are prohibitive, and it's impossible to make videos when you can sit longer than 15 to 20 minutes in your car. I'm also getting better managing my Jeep seat condition while I wait for the surgery. Welcome to socialized medicine with COVID backlogs in Kanuckistan. But at least I don't have to worry about a woman showing up out of the blue, claiming I owe her cash for a kid that I didn't even make. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to me, the Sandman, for the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that if you smash a woman for 20 minutes, she can smash you financially for the next 20 years with zero proof. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that put your name on their kid's birth certificate after collecting Chad's semen away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.